In today's Mishnah, we learn the fourth and fifth Mishnah from the third parak of Masechet Avot. The Mishnah begins, Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinai Omer. So Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinai said, Hane'or b'layla, someone who stays up at late at night, v'hamehalech baderech chiti, someone who walks on his own, baderech means journeying on his own, v'hamefane libo levatala, and someone who empties his heart, frees his heart to nothing, which is harei ze mitchai b'nafsho. The Mishnah says he's actually liable for his own life. What does this mean? So there's an important Girusa change. I mean, there's two different readings of this Mishnah that make the gist of what Rabbi Chananya is saying completely different. One understanding is, I'm going in the order that Kahati brings it, is the way the Baal Tanur reads it, where he says it doesn't say v'ha mefane, but rather u'mefane libo, meaning the Mishnah is meant to be read together. It's not three distinct different statements, but rather, if someone, he says, if someone stays up late at night, nighttime is a zman lemezikim, it's considered a dangerous time, also for these spiritual creatures as well, and he's journeying on his own. That's also considered a dangerous thing to do, to journey on your own, because you put yourself at risk for highway bandits and the like. And the issue is, if he's doing that, and does not learn Torah at the time, well, then he's liable for his own life. Why? Because the Batra, just to quote him, he says, Vim ha-mechasheh b'divrei Torah, had he been contemplating words of Torah, ha'itah torta meshamar Torah, the Torah would have protected him. And since he didn't take that protection into account, well, he didn't take advantage of it, then he was liable for his own life. However, the Miri says, no, there's three distinct different things. He reads it the way the Mishnah is printed in front of us. And that is, he says, what's the issue here? So if someone stays up all night, well, that's not good for one's health. Therefore, mitchai benafsho. Is liable for his degrading health. Hamhalech b'derech echidi, someone who puts himself in danger by traveling on his own, again, that's also a dangerous thing to do. He's a bit mechayim and afsho. And the final thing is hamafane livo levatala. What that means is if someone simply empties his mind, not for Torah and not for derech eretz, not for business, not for nothing, he just sits there and idles his time away, then that individual, it's going to lead to that person going effectively mad, and therefore he's mechayim and afsho, is responsible for the harm he's caused to himself. Let's now learn Mishnah Hay. Mishnah says, Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakanas Omer, Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakanas said, Kol ha-makabel alav ol Torah, someone who accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, meaning the way Kahati explains it here, to really engage in learning and learn with hasmada, to diligently learn. Then ma'avrim mimenu ol malchut, the yoke of malchut, meaning, say, the government, taxes, things that could be placed on individuals. But ol derech eretz, and the yoke of a parnasa as well, is actually removed from such an individual. Just to be clear, the Baal Tanur says, when it says derech eretz, it means the amal the torah ha-parnasa lefisha melachto mitbarechet. It doesn't mean the individual will not have to work at all, but rather it's the toil, meaning the exertion of one's parnasa, is removed from an individual because the malach itself that he does will be blessed. So therefore, you've got a choice. Adam la'mal yulad, according to this Mishnah. Almost like an ox. You can choose what yoke you want to put on your shoulders. So therefore, this person decides to make the Torah his ikar, make Torah kevar, and really put exertions in that space, then his shoulders only got enough room for one yoke, and therefore the old derech eretz and old malchut will be removed from him. And they said, v'chol ha-porek mimena ol Torah, if someone removes that yoke from Torah, thinking that it's just too difficult and he cannot bear it, according to the Baal Tanur, then not nina lav ol malchut v'ol derech eretz. And then the yokes instead, since you've taken that yoke off your shoulders, the yoke of malchut and derech eretz of, say, the government and one's parnasa is put in its stead. What's interesting here, that's why I explained it one way, but the Tiferet Yisrael says you've got to be careful, because the end of Mishnah says v'chala porek, anyone who removes the yoke of ol Torah. Which means if someone says, look, I'm not interested in Torah, and removes it from him completely, that's when what's placed heavily on an individual is these yokes of Malchut and Derech Eretz. What an individual who doesn't remove it, just doesn't take on the yoke of Torah. Well, that individual is going to maintain the same course. The yokes, the burdens of his Derech Eretz and Malchut won't be removed from him. However, he won't be slammed down with full force, this heavier yoke of Derech Eretz and Malchut. Those Mishnah today.